Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us. A little bit later this hour, we'll talk with education writer Diane Ravitch. Her new book, Slaying Goliath, The Passionate Resistance to Privatization and the Fight to Save America's Public Schools. There's going to be a chance to talk with her. And if you're a charter school advocate or charter school parent, you'll have a chance to call in and talk with Diane Ravitch, who takes the charters to task in her new book. But we begin with politics and a big day with six state primaries, including the big prize of Michigan. Joining us to talk about the importance of today's primary day is lead 2020 campaign editor for Bloomberg News, Wendy Benjaminson. Wendy, good to have you with us today. Let's talk about Michigan and why this state is so very important in this primary season.
Well, thank you, first, for having me. And second, Michigan is a very important state, and it's really, let's start with the math. It's one of the most important states because it has more delegates to offer tonight to a candidate than three of the other states voting tonight combined, Washington, Idaho, and North Dakota. The other states are Mississippi and Missouri. It's also a great testing ground for the general election. You have a large African-American population in the cities. You have a significant Arab-American population. You have union workers in the auto industry of all races. You have rural voters. You have maybe the Obama-Trump voters, that very important bloc that voted for Obama in 2012 and then turned to vote for Donald Trump in 2016 and are ripe for picking, the Democrats believe. So it's got, you know, something for everybody.
If Joe Biden ends up winning Michigan, how big a mountain then is it for Bernie Sanders to climb going forward?
It's a pretty big mountain because we're looking at the states ahead then the following Tuesday, where you have Illinois and Ohio, whose demographics are very similar to that of Michigan. And so as goes Michigan, probably as goes Illinois and Ohio. You have Florida and Georgia, which are going to be very in favor of Joe Biden a week from today. And then you have Arizona, which is a relatively small state. Bernie is favored there right now. It has a heavy Latino population, which is, which at least in Nevada tended to vote for Bernie Sanders. So that could be his last stand, but it's not going to be enough to make up for Florida, Illinois, and Ohio.
And conversely, if Bernie Sanders wins Michigan, how much does that help to reverse Biden's momentum last Tuesday?
It could certainly hit the brakes on it, if not, you know, grind it to a screeching halt. Again, he would pick up a lot of delegates. He leads Biden now, he trails Biden now by only 91 delegates. So if he picks up 125, which I think is the number in Michigan, then he's well positioned again. But then again, look at the states on the following Tuesday, including Florida. But it does make it an interesting contest, continuing.
We're talking with Wendy Benjaminson, lead 2020 campaign editor for Bloomberg News. African-American vote, you mentioned one of the major segments of the voting populace in Michigan. And what's the sense of having Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, the two senators endorsing Joe Biden? Is that expected to carry much weight among black voters in Michigan?
It certainly could, and they both campaigned with him last night there in Michigan, and that's a big help. But it seems like Joe Biden already had that sewn up, so they're more like the cherries on top of the sundae, if you will. I mean, you know, he won South Carolina, he won Alabama, he won a lot of the other southern states, Texas, that voted on Super Tuesday. And so, he's really expected to do well in Mississippi and Missouri tonight. So the idea that Kamala Harris and Cory Booker would add to that, of course they would. But I think it's more of a proof of his appeal to the African-American community. And let's not forget, if Biden's a nominee, he needs to pick a running mate, and I would say both of their applications are in.
Have we heard any reports in any of these states people concerned about the COVID-19 coronavirus might avoid in-person voting, or because I'm not aware of outbreaks in these states, is that not something that seems to be of concern by the county registrars?
It is a concern of the county registrars and the secretaries of state. They have moved some polling places out of elderly centers to avoid having the residents there exposed to the coronavirus, possibly, because, as you know, it's much more dangerous for older people. It is in Washington state, where they have only mail-in ballots, so they don't have to worry about people waiting in long lines together. On the other hand, they are having a campaign begging voters not to lick their envelopes. And I don't even know how long saliva stays on an envelope, but they are begging people to use tape or something rather than licking the envelope that they're still sending in. They do have a large coronavirus problem. The others are doing extra deep cleaning on the polling equipment, and switching out the pencils that you use to mark your ballots more often. So everyone is taking it into account. The one group that isn't are the candidates. I mean, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are no spring chickens, right? They're in their late 70s.
Yeah.
And shaking hands and kissing babies. And
Bernie Sanders had heart surgery just a few months ago.
He did, exactly. So they seem to be just, charging right ahead, as does President Donald Trump, who's also in his mid-70s now.
Wendy, thank you for being with us and giving us the latest on the high stakes with these primaries, particularly Michigan today. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
From Bloomberg News, she's the lead 2020 campaign editor, Wendy Benjaminson.